Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler. City Commission meets at 7 o'clock tonight, and that's at City Hall. You can also stream those meetings at the city's website, cityofmhk.com/TV, the Facebook page, and on Cox Cable Channel 3. So a lot of different avenues to stay engaged with your local government. Well, we're kind of early here on getting to the consent agenda, but there's some good items here on the consent agenda from what we were looking at yesterday here, writing up the preview for our morning newscast. And, you know, one of them in particular of note is the airport a lease agreement here with American Airlines.
Yeah, this is more or less a formality. We've been operating for some time without the formal lease. I mean, they've been and operating as if there is a lease, you know, and making all their payments and stuff. So this was something that we all both wanted to take care of and execute the formal lease agreement with American Airlines to speak to the space that they lease within the airport terminal, as well as the pad space that they occupy and the responsibilities that both the city and the airline have in those operations, as well as the landing fees that are paid and that sort of thing. So it just formalizes that agreement and certainly is something we're pleased about. And, you know, it's interesting. Our July data just came in, and our airport director, Jesse Romo, shared with us that the July employments were higher than they were in July of 2019. So that's a really good sign.
Wow. All right. Well, that's good to hear. Other items on the consent agenda here tonight, we've got the Link Scooters one. That's a new contract coming up on that one as well.
It is. So one of the things that we did in conjunction with Kansas State is to we developed a process where different entities competed for this work. We felt like it should be a pilot program. We picked one of what we thought was the better scooters, safer scooters, had more components to it, and as far as tracking and being able to limit its use in certain field setups so it didn't operate in certain areas. And that's all worked out. I think we've worked the bugs out a lot. The company that's that has them has done well, and performed well, been responsive to issues as they've surfaced. So we believe that it would be in our best interest to enter into a longer term agreement with Link for these services, and look forward to keeping them in service. And I know K-State's pleased with it too. So,
Mayor Butler, I might ask you, I saw the stats here. It looks like they generated over $31,000 in the first year. Is that better or worse than you had anticipated?
Well, actually, I didn't really have a number in mind, you know, but I think, you know, when you think about it, Link's paying sales tax, and they employed some people in town, and the city made, you know, $30,000. So I think pretty much a win-win situation, you know, across the board. I don't think we lost anything. I think it was wise to partner with KSU on this and limit it to one company so that we didn't have, you know, a bunch of different scooter companies out there competing. And as I go around town, you know, I see them in different places. There's several over here on as far as over on Vanesta on the west side, which I hadn't seen before. There's four or five that they've been parking up there in that area, and I think people are utilizing them. One of the things folks may not be aware of is city staff coordinated with Links to add a link on our Reported app, and you can download the Reported app on your phone. Report potholes and all kinds of things in the city. And there is one on scooters. And if you have a problem with a scooter, you know, you want one picked up or whatever the issue is, you can type it in there and it will go straight to the management company, because that's how it's linked. It's not going to go to, you know, a city staff member to deal with, because city doesn't deal with that. But it'll go straight to the people that can fix the problem. And I think that's been helpful too, because when we had complaints before we did that, because somebody left a scooter in somebody's front yard or whatever, it took up city staff time. And now if you use that reported app, it goes straight to the management company and they'll send one of their vehicles out and take care of the problem. So I think all in all, it's working much better than, you know, we got a lot of horror stories when we're going over this and from other cities with scooters in the river and people getting run over and things of that nature. And I think that those things did not come to pass. And I think it was because it was really a well-done contract and plan between city staff and Kansas State University. And then the other thing is, of course, all the profits from this going into the city university fund. So that $30,000 and just going into the general fund, it goes in the city university fund. And that way it's easy to track because you don't have to, you know, split fees. Was it rented on the university? Was it rented on city property? It's all going into that one pot. And of course the city university fund, committee there decides how to allocate those funds.
Interesting. Okay. Well,
yeah, that, just to add to that point, that's a time when the city university fund proceeds are down considerably, just because there's been less activity at the university, both sales at the union and certainly athletic events that were limited last fall and last spring. So hasn't replaced all of that revenue, but it's certainly helped somewhat in the bottom line. And so that was part of the reasoning for that to go into that fund. And again, the city university funds provides funding for mutually beneficial projects. And one that's working on right now is that's under design in the city university projects is to improve pedestrian and bicycle access along the perimeter of the campus. And so that fits in nicely with the Link scooters as well.
That's kind of where I was going to head toward with my question, if there that might be able to, you know, be used for better lanes here throughout town here so that it's just a little safer, because I think you're allowed to take them on sidewalks. I don't know what I guess the same traffic rules apply on a normal road for those scooters.
Yeah, they're basically a bicycle. You can take them on sidewalks except in Aggieville and downtown. Mm-hmm. And that's been, you know, some of the challenge, and that gets that geofencing where you can restrict them. They won't operate in those particular areas. And that just takes time to really, through trial and error, figure out how does it work on the street on Morrow, but not on the sidewalk. And so getting that tuned so that can happen is part of that.
And it also, you know, they have the ability to restrict the speed on the scooters too.
So right.
It's part of that geofencing. So it gets quite complicated when you get all the details. Like, you can't drive one through the splash park, it won't work. Just little things like that were part of it, and that helps control. I think it's pretty good. It's not a requirement to ride it on the street. You know, we've got some nice wide sidewalks. Of course, you gotta, you know, pedestrians should have the right of way. You don't want to take them out with a scooter, but that's a safe way to ride them. And I guess there are some issues where, you know, people do crazy things on the scooters and they do the same thing on bikes. And, you know, just have to be aware of, the rules of the road.
I might put you guys on the spot here. Have either one of you partaken in a scooter ride here in Manhattan?
I did it once just to test it out, but I don't use them regularly.
There's no video of that anywhere of Wynn Butler on a scooter.
Well, we can take care of that. I'll have to go rent another one, and we'll do a video.
Okay.
I have not here. I did ride one in another city, short distance.
Okay. I've done
not a Link. It wasn't a Link, but
yeah.
These are bigger and appear to be I think just better made.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. I've partaken in it a couple times here, Kansas City, and then did a. And when I was on my vacation in Idaho too, and I know Dave partook a little bit in a scooter ride up in Seattle. Dave has a fun story if he wants to share it with us.
Don't want to share it with you.
Okay.
And it wasn't that fun, although it was an economical way of getting around Seattle, which we enjoyed, except for one particular incident. It resulted in a black eye. Can we just leave it at that?
Okay.
And my knee is still a little bit sore. Not to mention my pride. But thanks, Brandon. Appreciate you bringing that up, because I've been pretty mute about that on the air. Please.
Okay.
No heckling allowed from here on out.
Sounds good. All right. Well, with that, why don't we take a break here? We'll come back more with In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.